to the final episode of The Hero's Journey in Masterpieces of Film. I'm Dr. Todd Mack from Hillsdale College, and today I'll be talking about the film Gravity. Okay, so today I'll be talking about the film Gravity. This is the last film that we watched for this semester, and I think it's a good one. So you probably know that I'm a Spanish professor, and we haven't, you may have noticed, seen any Spanish language films this semester. And there are some really great Spanish language films, and we could have talked about any of them. And I decided that we would watch Gravity, in part because I think Cuarón is really a great director. This is probably my most favorite of his films. He has done a number of other films. So he did The Little Princess in the 90s. He did Great Expectations. He did a Mexican film called Y Tu Mamá También. He did Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. He did Children of Men. He did Gravity. He's famous recently because he did Roma, which won a million awards. He was the first Latin American director to win a Best Director Oscar, and he won it for Gravity, and then he won his second this past year with Roma. So he knows a few things about making films. And so Gravity. So Gravity is the story of these astronauts. They're in space. The two main ones are George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. And the Clooney character has a lot of experience in space. He's about to break the spacewalk record, the record for time, buzzing around in his little jetpack. And the Sandra Bullock character, this is her first time in space, and you can tell that she's kind of a newbie, and she's a scientist who happens to be in space, not really an astronaut. And then this thing happens where the Russians shoot one of their own satellites, and then the debris from that satellite starts taking out other satellites, and it creates this kind of debris field that's traveling through space at the speed of a bullet, basically. And it comes and it just rips the space shuttle to shreds. And so Sandra Bullock and George Clooney are the only survivors, and they're stranded in space, basically. And they have to try to find their way back. And eventually, Clooney gives up his life so that Sandra Bullock can be saved. And then she has to complete the rest of the journey on her own. I really like this film because, I mean, technically, it's amazing. And, of course, the visuals are all gorgeous. And the way that Cuarón films space is some of the best film work that's ever been done about space or in space. It looks like they're in space. It really does. And there have been lots of scientists who have, there are some, scientists who come along and say, well, actually. But in reality, people who know a lot about space point to this film and they say, yeah, space is actually a lot like that. So it's like quite an achievement as far as just the technicality and the artistry of the filmmaking. But I actually really like this film because of the storytelling. And the reason why is because I think that Cuarón understands the hero's journey. And this is a great hero's journey story with the Sandra Bullock character at the center of it. And so we get, in the beginning, you can see that she's very nervous and she's kind of sick to her stomach. And then they have this huge disaster. She actually gets, at one point, just gets kind of launched out into space. It's terrifying. And then the Clooney character goes and saves her, and then he's kind of towing her back. And they have to go from the wreckage of the space shuttle to this other Russian satellite that's kind of on the horizon. And as he's dragging her, he's trying to talk to her about where she's from and what would she be doing. And he says, where are you from? I'm from Indiana. Well, what would you be doing right now? It's 8 o'clock in PM in Indiana. And she says, well, I'd just be driving. And he says, where would you be driving? And she says, anywhere. And then he says, do you have family back home? And she says, I had a daughter. And she was 4, and she was playing in the playground, and she slipped and hit her head and died. And that was it. And ever since then, I just drive. And so you can see in that description, this is Campbell talking about how the hero at the beginning of the hero's journey is stuck, and that the purpose of the hero's journey is to get someone unstuck in their progress through life. And so when they make it to the Russian station, but there's a bunch of debris there, and bad things happen, and the Clooney character has to kind of cut the rope that makes him so he's just going to float off into space and die. And the Sandra Bullock character is very scared. He's clearly been supernatural aid helping her on this first part of her journey. And she doesn't want him to leave, just like Luke doesn't want Obi-Wan to leave, and Frodo doesn't want Gandalf to leave. But the supernatural aid has to leave because there's part of that journey that the hero has to do alone. And so he leaves, and as he's leaving, he's telling her, you have to survive. You have to make it back home. Tell me you're going to make it back home. And she says, I'm going to make it back home. Just call to adventure. Get back home. And then she makes it inside of the Russian satellite just as her oxygen is running out. And there's this beautiful scene of her. She's kind of spinning in space. She takes off her spacesuit. And I mean, it's so clearly like she's a fetus. She's in the belly of the whale. And this is like rebirth for her. And then there's problems at that station. She has to make it over to this Chinese station. So she, so eventually she makes it to the Chinese station just as it's getting pulled back to Earth by gravity. But before she gets there, in the Russian ship, there is no fuel. And it looks like she's just kind of dead in the water, like there's nothing she can do because there's no fuel. So she turns down the oxygen. She's about to die. And Clooney comes and knocks on the window of her thing, and he comes into the spaceship, and it's a hallucination. But he gives her this little pep talk about not dying, and that she needs to go home. It's time for her to go home. She kind of wakes up from it, and she has this moment of realization. So now she's had her death, and then apotheosis, right? The encounter with the father figure, probably in the form of Clooney, and then death and rebirth, apotheosis, and now she's a new woman. She's changed, and she says, "No more driving," meaning, I'm ready to move forward, and she says as she's powering up this thing, and in the conversation with Clooney, he gives her an idea about how she can get a little bit of fuel out of this thing to push her to the Chinese satellite. And she says, you know, Kowalski, wherever you are, Kowalski is the Clooney character. Wherever you are, find my daughter. Tell her that I love her. But I'm not ready to go there yet. And it's very cool. It's cool to see her transformation. And so she makes it to the Chinese satellite. She gets in, and she's able to re-enter Earth. And she hits the water, and then she goes down into the water, and then we get this rebirth again, this image of her peeling off her spacesuit underwater and then swimming up. And there's like these frogs, total primordial. It's very cosmogonic. She comes out of the water, and then she's like crawling in the mud, and then she stands up, and it's like the rebirth of humanity, and it's certainly the her own rebirth. It's just a really well-told story of someone who goes through a really hard trial, and through that trial, is able to overcome the thing that was holding them back. And I like that. I think it's a story worth telling. And if you can tell it as well as Alfonso Cuarón, with all these amazing visuals and the tracking shots and all of I mean, people talk about the tension in this film, but I think that it's really well paced. Meaning, it's not just full throttle all the time. There are these moments of reflection and beauty, even as there are also these moments of great intensity. And I think the intense moments feel more intense because of the ability that he does give us to breathe. And you do breathe in this film. You may think when it's over that you haven't breathed at all, but then if you go back and think about it, there are long moments of silence and just kind of stillness and beauty, interspersed between the moments of chaos and dread. So Gravity, I think it's a remarkable film, and in my opinion, Cuarón's best, although I'm sure fans of Roma will tell me that it's not. And so that's it. Okay, that's the last episode of this podcast. The semester's over. My students took their final today, and it's time for summer. So I hope you found it useful. Feel free to reach out with any questions or feedback by finding me on Twitter at ToddKMack or emailing me at tmack@hillsdale.edu. Thanks for listening, and have a great summer.